Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We're going to have two basic topics on today's daf. First topic is we're going to explain Rav has an unusual shita. It sounds somewhat backwards that one may only carry something for amos in a mavoi that doesn't have a shitufi mavuos, but where each chatzer had their own erev chatzeros. But you can carry throughout the entire mavoi if the individual chatzeros did not have their own erev. So apparently, having the chatzeros have their own erev is somehow a negative. It limits what you're allowed to do in the mavoi. But if they don't have their own erev, then your abilities of what you're allowed to do within the mavoi are expanded. So the first part of the daf is just going to be explaining why that would be the case, explaining Rav Shita, and then the rest of the daf is a lot of fun. We go through a list of all different machshirei mitzvah, different preparations for mitzvahs, some of which can be done on Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer, and some of which cannot be done on Shabbos, because obviously the main shita of Rabbi Eliezer that we started this parak with is that machshirei mila are docha Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to say, well, what about machshirim of other mitzvahs? Can you do machshirim of other mitzvahs? So the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time finding the source from where Rabbi Eliezer learned that each of the machshirei mitzvah can be done on Shabbos, and the ones that cannot be done on Shabbos. And on Amud Beis, we're really going to focus on what makes each mitzvah unique, what makes each mitzvah special, what characteristic do they have that other mitzvahs don't share. So we left off at Itmar on Kof Lamed Amud Beis, about 10 lines before the end of the page. Itmar, Amar Rabbi Zeir Amar Rav, Mavoi Shalom Neshtatvu Bo, In Metaltun Bo, Ela B'dalet Amos. A Mavoi that does not have a Shituf in it, you're only allowed to carry four amos within the mavoi, meaning shitufei mavuos is a way to join the various chatzeros that are in a mavoi, that are off of the mavoi rather, and through joining those various chatzeros together, you're able to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer within a mavoi and through that mavoi. So if you do not have a shitufei mavuos, so even if you're not going from chatzer to mavoi or from chatzer to another chatzer within a mavoi, you're just walking within the mavoi itself, you're only allowed to carry up until four amos within the mavoi itself. Amra Baye Hamilsa Amra Bizera Vlo Pirsha Ada Asarabba Baravua Upirsha. Rabbi Zeira said this and he never explained it until Rabba Baravua came along and he explained it as follows. Dam Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua Amar Rav. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua says in the name of Rav, Mavoi Shalonish Tatfubo, if you have a Mavoi that does not have a Shitufe Mavuos. Again, that means that you cannot carry from Chatzer to Chatzer within a Mavoi, you cannot carry from the Chatzer to the Mavoi. Irvu chatzeros imbatim, but if you have each chatzer has their own separate eruv chatzeros, which allows them to carry from one bayis to another bayis within a chatzer and to carry around the entire chatzer, irvu chatzeros imbatim, ein metaltalin bo, elab dalet amos. So then in the mavoi, you're going to be limited to only carrying four amos within the mavoi. Lo irvu chatzeros imbatim, but if each of the chatzeros do not have their own eruv chatzeros, mutal letaltal bekulo, then if you have something at one end of the mavoi, you're allowed to carry it all the way to the other end of the mavoi. So, but you don't have a shitufei mavuos. Again, not having a shitufei mavuos only limits you in the sense that you're not allowed to carry from a chatzer to the mavoi or from a chatzer to chatzer within the mavoi. If you don't have eruv chatzeros, that limits you in the sense that you can't carry from a bayis to the chatzer or from bayis to bayis within a chatzer. But if you have an item sitting in the mavoi already, sitting in the alleyway, and you want to move it from one end of the mavoi to the other end of the mavoi, so ironically, it turns out that if you have neither a shitufei mavuos nor an eruv chatzeros, then you're allowed to be metaltal bekulo. You're allowed to carry across the entire mavoi. If you have no shitufei mavuos, but you do have eruv chatzeros, each of the chatzeros have their own eruv, then you're limited in the mavoi. You're only allowed to carry four amos within the mavoi. Samle Rabbi Chanina Chazal Rabba Maishnak Yeruv Chatzeros in Batim. Why should it be different? Why is it that when there is an eruv chatzeros in each of the chatzeros off of the mavoi, where we say that in that situation you're limited, you're only allowed to carry within dalet amos? Did nitku chatzeros v'nas Yasu Batim. Because the reason that what the Eruv Chatzeros accomplishes is it takes each Chatzer and makes it like it's only one bias. Normally a Chatzer has several houses within the Chatzer, but when they make an Eruv Chatzeros, they're all joining one big Shutfus together, they're all joining together, and therefore it makes it Ki'ilu, it's one big bias. So all of the Chatzeros, it's as if they've been nullified as Chatzeros, and now they become like Batim, so there is no Shem Chatzer. And this is Rav L'Tamei, this is Rav L'Shitaso, Dama Rav, Eina Mavoi Nitar Balechi V'Kora, Achiu Batim V'Chatzeros P'such L'Natocho, that Mavoi only has a full status of a Mavoi, where a Lechi or a Kora at the entrance of the Mavoi will allow carrying from Chatzer to Chatzer, will allow carrying within the Mavoi, only when you have Batim V'Chatzeros P'such L'Natocho, when you have both houses and Chatzeros opened up into the Mavoi. V'hacha batim ika, Chatzeros leka. But over here, if each of the Chatzeros have made an Erev Chatzeros, so these Chatzeros aren't viewed as Chatzeros anymore. They're only viewed as batim. So it's as if you have only houses open up into the Mavoi, and not Chatzeros opened up into the Mavoi. And that's why you're limited, you're only going to be able to carry within Dalet Amos. Because any lechi, any korah you put at the opening of the Mavoi is going to be useless. The lechi and the korah that you put at the opening of the Mavoi, shouldn't mention, that's a separate halacha. We have Erev Chatzeros, we have Shituvei Mavuos, but then even to carry within a Mavoi, to carry from one end of the Mavoi to the other, we're afraid that a person is going to forget. Well, according to one possibility, he's going to forget and walk right outside of the Mavoi, right into the Rosh Hashanah. So we put a korah, let's say, a beam over the entrance of the Mavoi, right where the Rosh Hashanah meets the Mavoi, a beam over the entranceway to the Mavoi. That's the first Mishnah in Maseches Erev. The Mishnah says that if you have a beam that's more than 20 amos high, so it's not going to serve as a proper hacker, so you ma'it, you have to lower the beam. So that's the discussion right away at the beginning of Maseches Erev and Maseches Sukkah. Why is it by Sukkah l'malam echafama? We say pasul, we just say, okay, if the sukkah is higher than 20 amos, it's pasul, but when we have a korah of a mavoi, l'malam echafama, we suggest what to do. We make a suggestion how to fix it. We don't say pasul, we say yema'it. That's the Gemara in both of those places, in both sukkah and in Erevin. But the bottom line is, if you want to be able to carry within a mavoi, you need that beam, or a lechi, we'll get into that when we learn Erevin, but you need that beam across the top of the mavoi. But that, even that only helps when the mavoi has batim v'chatzeros p'suchel netocho, when there are both houses and chatzeros opened up into the mavoi. Once each of them made an erev chatzeros, you have only houses, you have no chatzeros opened up into the mavoi, and that's why you're limited, you can only carry dalet amos. So, but so frak the Gemara, ki lo irunami, but even when they don't make an erev, you should have the same problem, meaning if each of the chatzeros did not make an erev, then what's opened up into the mavoi? So it's not batim v'chatzeros, because of the chzinu lahani batim kamandastimi damu. Then each of the houses that are in, each of those chatzeros, should be viewed as if they're completely closed off, because you're not able to carry from those houses into the chatzer and then into the mavoi. So those houses are not opened up into the mavoi. You're not even allowed to carry from those houses into the chatzer, because there's no way of chatzeros. V'chatzeros iko batim leka. Then what opens up into the mavoi? Only chatzeros, no batim. Even though physically there are batim there, but those batim are a non-factor because there's no erev chatzeros that allows you to carry from those batim into their chatzeros. So it's as if they are halachically closed off, and that's why only chatzeros open up into the mavoi. So in either case, whether there is an erev chatzeros, whether there's no erev chatzeros in each of the particular chatzeros, we should be limited. We should only be allowed to carry dalet amos, less than dalet amos within the mavoi. In neither case should we be allowed to carry throughout the entire mavoi. So says the Gemara, Efshar de mevatle rishusa de kulu legabechad. No, by the batim within a chatzer that does not have an eruv chatzeros, it's not so pashut that they're not going to be able to carry from the bayis to the chatzer. It's not so clear that the chatzer is completely closed off, because there's another way to do it without an eruv chatzeros. If all of the different houses in a particular chatzer are mevatel their rishus that they have in the chatzer to one house, to one owner of a house within the chatzer, so the entire chatzer now belongs to that person, and he's allowed to carry from his house house to the chatzar, because it's considered like one rishus hayachid, his own house and the chatzar. Nobody else has a chelek in that chatzar anymore, and therefore nobody asers on each other anymore. Everyone else has been misalik themselves from that chatzar. So now, since his house can open up into, he can carry from his house into the chatzar, and the chatzar is open up into the mavoi, now you have both a bayis and a chatzar that's opened up into the mavoi. Says the Gemara, that's still no good. So, and again, it's a case where there's no Eruv Chatzeros. So you have a case where there's no Eruv Chatzeros, and you have Batim V'Chatzeros opened up into the Mavui, and that's why, with no Eruv Chatzeros, you're allowed to carry throughout the entire Mavui. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a case where you have Batim V'Chatzeros. Sof Bayis Ika. Batim Leka, if in each chatzer everyone was mevatel the rishus to one guy, so then you have from each chatzer only one bayis that opens up into the mavui. When we say that you need batim v'chatzeros psuchon l'tocho, you need both batim and chatzeros to be open, it means within each chatzer you need more than one bayis. You need at least two batim within each chatzer. By being mevatel rishus, all you have is one bayis within each chatzer. So says the Gemara, Efshar de mitzafra v'ad palga diyoma l'gabe chad, mipalga diyoma l'panya l'gabe chad. Now maybe the deal they worked out is as follows, that everyone is mevatel rishus to one bayis within a chatzer for half the day, and then they're mevatel rishus to another bayis within that chatzer for the other half of the day. So now for half of the day you have Ruvain's house that opens up into the mavui, and for half of the day you have Shimon's house that opens up into the mavui. So now you have Batim v'chatzeros psuchon l'tocho. The Gemara says still not good enough. Sof, be'inna di'isei lahai, le'isei lahai. At any given moment, you only have one bayis from each chatzer. Because at a time where Reuven's house, where you're allowed to carry from Reuven's house into the chatzer, you're not allowed to carry from Shimon's house into the chatzer, and vice versa. So at any given time, it's only one bayis, it's not batim. And therefore, we reject this first explanation of Rav, where Rav is going l'shitaso that he holds Dina Mavu Nita Belechi V'Kora Achu Batim V'Chatzeros Psuchon L'Tocho. We say that is not the explanation of Rav's Shita, why when you have an Eruv Chatzeros, you're more limited in what you're allowed to do in the Mavu, you're only allowed to carry up to Dalet Amos. When you don't have Eruv Chatzeros, you're allowed to carry the whole way. Rather, we have another explanation of Rav, and this is what we're going to settle on. Elo Am Ravashi Mi Garim L'Chatzeros She'yasru Batim the Lekka. What caused the Chatzeros to be asur on the Mavui? So meaning, why is it that you need a Shitufei Mavuos in order to carry from the Chatzeros to the Mavui? It's only the presence of houses that causes the need for a Shitufei Mavuos. Had you not had houses in the Chatzeros, the Mavui and the Chatzeros would be considered a single Rishus. What makes the Chatzeros distinct from the Mavui is that the Chatzeros are used by private citizens, by private people, for their own needs. So it has a completely different use than the Mavui. The Mavui is just used as a passageway. The Chatzer is where they would do their laundry, where they would do whatever people normally do in their joint yards, in their little cul-de-sacs. That's what they would do in the Chatzer. It's not just a passageway. But had there been no houses in the Chatzer, then the Chatzer would be considered the same thing as the Mavoi. So at the end of the day, what the Gemara is saying is, Rav is l'shitaso with his psak, but not this psak. This is a psak in Ervin, not the psak of that we said before of a Mavoi needing batim v'chatzeros. He's l'shitaso with his psak in Ervin on Dafayin Dalid, where he holds like Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon says, and this Arashi explains, that the roofs and karfafs and courtyards, they're all considered to be a single rishus with regard to things that were in the chatzer when Shabbos started, but not with regard to things that were in the house when Shabbos started, provided that there's no Eruv Chatzeros. So if there's no Eruv Chatzeros, all the different types of Rishuyos Hayachid, are considered one Rishus, and you're allowed to carry from one to the other. So since without the houses, the Chatzeros and the Mavu would be considered a single Rishus, and would be mutter to carry from one to the other, when there's no Eruv Chatzeros, the houses become a non-factor. And when there's no Eruv erev chatzeros, you're not allowed to carry from the house to the chatzer. So the houses are ki'ilu, they're not here. And all you have is a chatzer and a mavoi. Well, when there are no houses, chatzer and mavoi are the same thing. So you're allowed to carry throughout the entire mavoi in that situation, because it's ki'ilu, there are no houses. It's only the presence of houses that makes a chatzer different from a mavoi, and therefore, when you have an erev chatzeros, you have houses, and that's why you're more limited in what you can do in the mavoi. Period. That's the end of the discussion of Rav Shita, and really the end of the more challenging part of today's daf. So says the Gemara Vayter now. Amar b'chir barabba amar b'yochanan. Lo l'kol amar Rabbi Eliezer. Totally new issue. We said before, we began this parak with the idea that Rabbi Eliezer holds that machshirei milar docha Shabbos, that not only are you allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos, you're even allowed to do the preparatory work for the milah on Shabbos. You could chop down the wood to make the fire, to make the coals, to make the knife that you're going to use for the bris Mila. All of that is Docha Shabbos. What about Machshirim of other mitzvahs? Are you allowed to do those on Shabbos? Rabbi Chiya Barabba says in Rabbi Yochanan, Lo l'kol am Rabbi Elezer Machshirim mitzvah Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Elezer does not say by all mitzvahs that Machshirim mitzvah Docha Shabbos. And how do I know he doesn't say this by all mitzvahs? Sharei Shtei Alechem Chovas Hayom Hein V'lalim Don Rabbi Elezer Elam Igzer Shava. Shtei Alechem, the carbon that we bring on Shavuos, is a Chovas Hayom. And how do I know that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer needs a gzer shava to teach it to me. Why does he need a gzer shava to teach it to me? He should just say that all machshirim mitzvah are docha Shabbos, so whatever machshirim of shtei alechem you need should be docha Shabbos. The fact that he needs a gzer shava, that he requires a limud, shows us that normally the assumption is going to be that machshirim are not docha Shabbos, absent a special limud. Where's his special limud about shtei alechem? D'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, minayin l'machshir shtei alechem shdochen as Shabbos. How do I know that machshir shtei alechem are docha Shabbos? Nemar hava'a ba'omer, v'nemar hava'a b'shtei alechem. It has a lashon of hava'a by shtei alechem, and it has a lashon of hava'a by the omer. So ma hava'a ha'amur ba'omer, machshir in docha nes Shabbos. Just like when it comes to bringing the carbon omer, which is the second day of Pesach, we know that the machshirim of the omer are docha Shabbos. Af hava amur b'shtei alechem machshirim docha nes Shabbos. So to b'shtei alechem, we learn from gzera shava that the machshirim of shtei alechem are also going to be docha Shabbos. And says the Gemara, if we're going to make a gzera shava to link the parsha of the omer with the parsha of the shtei alechem, you have to assume that gzera shava is a gzera shava mufna, that it's an open gzera shava. Because if the gzera shava, if the word that's being used in the gzera shava on either side is already being used for other drashos, then it would be meshivin. You'd be able to undo. You'd be able to shlug up such a gzera shava as long as there's something that's not parallel. And over here, there's plenty that's not parallel. Says the Gemara, mufni. You have to say this is a wide open gzera shava, and therefore it's lemaid. There's no response that you're allowed to make to such a gzera shava. We just have to accept it. The ilo mufni, because if this gzera shava were not a gzera shava mufna, there's a reason that we would not compare omer to shtei alechem. Ika lemifrach, we would simply be able to ask malo omer shekein im matzah katzur kotzer. By omer, even if you already have grain that's already been harvested, there is a mitzvah of ktsiras haomer. Also, you would still have to do a maisa ktsira. You would still have to do the harvesting of the omer. Tomer b'shtei alechem shematzah katzer enu kotzer. But by shtei alechem, I would think that the machshirim of being kotzer, the grain for the shtei alechem, should not be docha Shabbos, because after all, the ktsira itself is not as critical a part of the process as it is by the omer, as evidenced by the fact that the ktsira is not necessary if you already have grain that's kotzer, if you already have something that's harvested. So the e afnuyim mufni, says the Gemara, you're right. Indeed, it is a gzer shava mufna, and that's what makes it work. Michti, ksiv ve'avesim es omer, reishis ktsirchem el kohen, biyom haviachem lameli. So what's the extra hava'a that it has to say, biyom haviachem, shema mina lafnuye. The extra lashon of hava'a is there to make it a gzer shava mufna. It's to open it up and to make it that you can't be meshiv on such a gzer shava. Says the Gemara, good, v'akati mufna mitzad echad hu. But still, that only makes it open on one side, by the omer side of the gzer shava. We now see that there's an extra lashon of hava'a hu. V'shamina le'le Rabbi Lazar, damar mufna mitzad echad lemeidun. And Rabbi Eliezer's own shita is that if you have a gzera shava that's only open on one side, you're allowed to shlug up such a gzera shava. So says the Gemara, Taviu Ribuyahu. That the word Taviu in the Pasuk is an extra Ribuy. It says to Mimoshal Sechem Taviu Lechem Tnufa Shtayim Shnei Yashonim Sol Tzian Lechavi Tzefen Bikurim LaHashem. So that Lashon of Taviu in the context of Shtei Lechem is an extra Ribuy in the Pasuk. So what have we done so far? All we've said is that there must be some Machshirei Mitzvah that are not Docha Shabbos. And the raya to that is that Rabbi Eliezer requires a special drasha to teach me that machshirei shtei halechem are docha Shabbos. If all machshirei mitzvah were docha Shabbos, he wouldn't need a special drasha to teach me that machshirei shtei halechem are docha Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to figure out, okay, which machshirim are not docha Shabbos? Now that you tell me that there exists machshirei mitzvah that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, so the next stage of the Gemara is identifying those mitzvahs. Just one quick tosos over here. If you see tosos to Ramaskal, lo lekolam Rav Lozer machshirim mitzvah docha Shabbos, lekaman mefarish tos lemutei tzitzis umuzuzah. The Gemara is going to explain which machshirim are not docha Shabbos: machshirei tzitzis, machshirei mezuzah. You're not allowed to write a mezuzah, let's say, in order to be able to do the mitzvah of mezuzah. You're not allowed to tie your tzitzis on Shabbos in order to be able to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'achli pirusho, lo kol mitzvah sanogos b'Shabbos, amar Rav Lazar b'shemachshir nidchu Shabbos. Not every mitzvah we do on Shabbos can the machshirim of that mitzvah be done on Shabbos. Shari shtei alechem uchule, and the raya is from shtei alechem. Says to us, what's the diuk one could make from this Gemara? Umashmu l'chora di lo da ashkechon de matzach Rav Lazar gzereshava havagamrina l'tzitzis mezuzah mimi. The implication is that had we not had this gezeirah shava that Rabbi Eliezer brings by shtei alechem, then we would have assumed, the natural assumption would be, that just like machshirei milah docha Shabbos, so too are machshirei everything, including tzitzis, including mezuzah. Tosfos says that's a very strange havamina, that we would have assumed that machshirei mezuzah, machshirei tzitzis, are docha Shabbos, v'neimah de machshirei docha Shabbos, v'teimahu. Heichi shayich lemelif tzitzis umezuzah mimila. De mila dinu de machshirei adochin Shabbos. De hi atzma docha Shabbos. You know why machshirei mila adocha Shabbos according to Blazer? Because mila is docha Shabbos. Mila itself involves a malacha, and you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's beferish in the Torah. So if mila is docha Shabbos, the Rebbe Lezer goes the next step and says, Machshirei Mila also Docha Shabbos. How could there have been a Havamina that Machshirei Mezuzah, that Machshirei Tzitzis are Docha Shabbos? We never find anywhere that Mezuzah itself, that Tzitzis itself is Docha Shabbos. If somehow it would involve a violation of Shabbos to wear Tzitzis, you would not be allowed to wear Tzitzis on Shabbos. If somehow it would involve a violation of Shabbos to be mekayim in the mitzvah of mezuzah, you're not allowed to be mekayim to nail the mezuzah into the wall. Not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So if you can't do the mitzvah on Shabbos, then you can't do the makshirim on Shabbos. One could argue, though, that maybe the havamina is that there is no violation of Shabbos in wearing tzitzit, in doing the mitzvahs of tzitzit and mezuzah. Meaning that's the point. These mitzvahs are done on Shabbos. I, mezuzah, we just said you're not allowed to nail the mezuzah into the wall. That's the maisa mitzvah of mezuzah. Is that the mitzvah of mezuzah? Is that the kiyuma mitzvah of mezuzah? Perhaps the kiyuma mitzvah of mezuzah is living in a habayis, sheyesh ba mezuzah, living in a house that has a mezuzah. That's the comment of Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager talks about if a person, based on the rush, if a person travels all over the place, he has different houses in different places, maybe he has to take down his mezuzahs each time because he's not living in a house that has a mezuzah. He's going to keep coming in, and it's going to be and his house is potter from mezuzah when he's not in it. So we don't generally assume that way, that the house, when everyone leaves the house automatically becomes potter from mezuzah as long as it's being lived in somewhat normally. But that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah may be living in the house. How often does one get a mitzvah of mezuzah? Is it a mitzvah you only get when you put up the mezuzah? So Minchas Chinuch writes in the mitzvah of mezuzah, was it Tav Chav Gimel or something like that? Mitzvah of mezuzah, Minchas Chinuch writes that every moment a person has a mezuzah up and he's living in the house, every moment is a separate mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch even has Avamina, not just Avamina, he says we have to be Mevarim. Maybe the mitzvah of mezuzah would be Docha more so, normally we would not allow something that's just a mitzvah saseh, we wouldn't view that as the the most severe mitzvah. And if it were going up against other things, we would favor other things. We certainly wouldn't be mechal Shabbos, things like that. Says in Chasinuch, I'm not sure. Mezuzah, granted, it's only a mitzvah saseh, but it's something that you get every single second. And remember our discussion about quantity versus quality of mitzvahs. Maybe the sheer quantity of kiyume mitzvahs that you get from mezuzah catapults mezuzah up to another level of mitzvah, because you're doing mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah. Every second you have a mezuzah up. So maybe that's the point, that tzitzis and mezuzah, the kiyum a mitzvah, involves no violation of Shabbos, and therefore you are allowed to do those mitzvahs on Shabbos. Mela, it's open to a discussion now. Can the machshirim be doch Shabbos? Because it's only the machshirim of those mitzvahs that entail Shabbos violation, right? To be kosher tzitzis, to be kosev mezuzah. Those are all machshirim of those mitzvahs. Okay, but that's Tosfos Kasha. Perhaps that's a possible answer or a possible approach to deal with Tosfos Kasha. So says the Gemara now, let's figure out. Let's go mitzvah by mitzvah, the various makshirim. Lemute mai, makshirim of which mitzvah cannot be docha Shabbos? Ilem lemute lulav, if you're going to come tell me that's coming to be mai lulav, that a makshiri lulav cannot be docha Shabbos, vatani lulav kol makshirav, dochenes Shabbos tiv Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that makshiri lulav are docha Shabbos. You're allowed to cut the aravos on Shabbos in order to put them in your lulav. All makshiri lulav are docha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Vela lemute sukkah. Oh, maybe it's coming to be memayit sukkah, that you're not allowed to build a sukkah on Shabbos. Vatanya sukkah v'kol makshireha, dochenes a Shabbos tiv Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer again holds that all makshirim of sukkah are docha Shabbos as well. Vela, so maybe it's lemute matzah. Third possibility, maybe it's coming to tell me that machshirei matzah are not docha Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake your matzahs on Shabbos. Vatanya, matzah v'kol machshirei dochen es Shabbos tiv Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds machshirei matzah are also docha Shabbos. Ve'ela lemutei shofar. Oh no, maybe it's coming, fourth possibility, to tell me that machshirei shofar are not docha Shabbos. To carry the shofar dalet amos, in Rosh Hashanah Rabban, to cut the shofar off of the animal. Vatanya shofar v'kol machshirev. But again, we have a braisa that Rabbi Eliezer holds that makshirei shofar are docha Shabbos. So Amar Rav Adabarava, fifth possibility, lemuute tzitzis letaliso umezuzo lepischo. Now, when do we say that makshirei mitzvah are not docha Shabbos? Dafka by the mitzvah of tzitzis, by the mitzvah of mezuzah. Those makshirim are not docha Shabbos. Tanya Nami Achim of a braisa that says this way as well. Veshavin she'id, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Eliezer, shem tzitzis taliso va'asu mezuzah lepischo shu'chayiv, that if you tie your tzitzis or you put your mezuzah on your doorpost on Shabbos, that you're chayiv. Such makshirim are not docha Shabbos. My taima, Amar Rav Yosef, v'she'im kavua lem zman. It's because they don't have a zman kavua that they need to be done right now. Meaning matzah, it's got to be done in Pesach. Sukkah, got to be done sukkah. So you're limited. The mitzvah has to be done right now. Tzitzis, you could do tomorrow. Mezuzah, you could do tomorrow. You have plenty of opportunity to do it later. So since it's not kavua lem zman, the makshirim are not docha Shabbos. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says that's backwards. Adrab, midain kavua lem zman. If they don't have a zman kavua, what does that tell you? When is the zman of the mitzvah? Kol shaita v'shaita zmanehu. Then every moment is a zman of the mitzvah. Meaning, yeah, I could do mezuzah tomorrow. I was going to do it anyway tomorrow, but I'm losing out on the mitzvah right now. Every moment is a new chiyuv when it comes to mezuzah, when it comes to tzitzis. So kol shaita v'shaita zmanehu. Elam Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Vitim Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua Hol B'Yado Lav Kiran. Now, what makes mezuzah and tzitzis different is that you could avoid the chiyuv entirely. That if a person is only chayv and tzitzis when it's his beged, a talis shu'ula is potter from tzitzis. That's the big question of how we ever if a person comes to a shul and he doesn't have his talis, how he's allowed to make a bracha on a talis of the shul if he borrows the shul's talis. Talis shu'ula is pata from tzitzis, not chayiv in tzitzis b'chlal. So l'chori is not getting any mitzvah when he puts on the talis. So the poskim discuss if he can and how he can possibly make a bracha. But you have a very simple eitza. If you have a beggar of dal kamfos that doesn't have tzitzis on Shabbos, just be mafkirin. doesn't belong to you. Now it's not chayiv in tzitzis. And if it's not chayiv in tzitzis, you could wear the beged of dalet kanfos without the tzitzis. This the Sfasemus points out. He proves the shitas of Mordechai that's quoted in the Magen Avram. Magen Avram in Hilchos Tzitzis in Simin Yud Gimel writes that in Shabbos where you're not able to make tzitzis, you're allowed to go with the talus without tzitzis, because we don't find an iser to go with dalet kanfos without tzitzis. It's just a mitzvah saseh that a person has to make tzitzis when he wears a beged, to put on tzitzis when he wears a beged of dalet kanfos. So since it's not docha Shabbos, so mainly you're allowed to go without tzitzis because you don't have that mitzvah. The mitzvah is not docha Shabbos, so the mitzvah is not chal. That's why the Gemara says that once you nisa'atev beheter, the chiyuv mitzvah tzitzis is then going to be chal. Similar to mezuzah, after you build the house, then the chiyuv mezuzah is chal. That's the sheet of the Magen Avraham. But again, both of these cases, by a bias also, you could just be mafkir the bias, and then you're not going to be chayiv in mezuzah on the bias. So you, since these are avoidable chiyuvim, these are chiyuvim that one could get out of the chiyuv, as opposed to all the other mitzvahs, matzah, shofar, lulav, where there's no way to avoid those chiyuvim. So the machshirim of those mitzvahs are doch Shabbos. The machshirim of this mitzvah is of these mitzvahs of talis and mitzvahs are not doch Shabbos. Interesting ha'aras of Tosos on the bottom of Kuflam Aleph and Aleph. V'shavah shem tzias talisa, my time of chulei tema. Matzorach tamlaze. Why do I need a reason that you're going to be chayiv for tying your tzitzis or putting up your mezuzah on Shabbos? Elu mishum de lo ashkan de rabinu kra. The kalim yach matzrichin ukra de kaman de lo gemir me'adadi. The whole amid beis is going to be, how do we know that the machshirim of all these other mitzvos are docha Shabbos? So the idea that you need a source to tell me that machshirim are docha Shabbos should indicate to me that when you don't have a source, the natural assumption is that it's not docha Shabbos. So why does someone have to say, my taima? Why is it that these machshirim are not docha? You don't need a reason. The fact that there's no pasuk to tell me that it is docha Shabbos means that it's not docha Shabbos. Now, because one would have thought that we could learn tzitzis and mezuzah from sukkah. To my parakta, what are you going to say that sukkah is different? You're going to say, no, sukkah you do daytime and nighttime. Guess what? You do mezuzah daytime and nighttime as well. And there's one sheet of Maseches Menachos that tzitzis is also done at nighttime. If you don't hold that risim or so, excludes ksus layla ela pratla ksus suma, rather you hold that it excludes ksus suma, so tzitzis is also chayiv at night. Well, high time of the priestess to be sukkah yalif. Ah, so then the havamin would be to learn it from sukkah, so then tzarech lomar to tzitzis imavriz mana batla. Then you'd have to say that tzitzis, if the zman is gone, then you've been mevatel the mitzvah. The lav hachi ikal mifrach mal sukkah shekeinim over zman abatla. He says because otherwise you'd be able to ask that there's a difference between sukkah and tzitzis, namely that if you miss sukkahs and you didn't sit in sukkah, it's too late. By tzitzis, it's not too late. So you have to say that it's considered too late. Why? The mistaver the milim over zman lo batla shos mila atzma shum mechayiv b'shmini who also b'tshi. Very interesting. So Tosfos says, by Mila, if it's Avir's Mana, it's not Batal. You haven't lost out the mitzvah of Mila, because you'll just do it the next day. It's the same Mila you do today, you're going to do tomorrow. It's not a separate Mila. The Raya is that if you did a Mila today, you wouldn't be doing a Mila tomorrow. But by Tzitzis, it's the same mitzvah. By Tzitzis, it's a different mitzvah. By Tzitzis, if you don't do the mitzvah today, you're going to do it tomorrow. But if you did the mitzvah today, you would do it tomorrow anyway. So it's as if you were Mevatal, and it's as if you lost out, just like by Sukkah, it's Pashut Tasa, if you don't sit in Sukkah on Sukkot, you lost out. You can't do it afterwards. So too, if you miss a day of tzitzis, it's not like you can make it up. When are you going to make it up? You lost that day of tzitzis. That's gone forever. By Mila, it's different. By Mila, that's not gone forever. The reason this is very intriguing to me is that Tosfos is assuming that by Mila, it's different. The Rugachev explains in the Tshuva that there are three elements to the mitzvah of Mila, and one of them, based on Marachar Zeruah, one of them is to be mahul, that each moment in one's life, they should be mahul, and that each moment is a separate, where a person has a milah, it's a separate mitzvah. L'chora, vis-a-vis that element of the mitzvah, the ma'isa mitzvah milah, you're right, to actually do the cutting you can only do once, and it doesn't make a difference, and do it today, do it tomorrow, it's the same mitzvah. So it's not batel if you miss it today. But the mitzvah, li'os mahul, that's each and every day, each and every moment. And that you're going to be losing out if you don't have it today, and you're going to have it tomorrow. So it's interesting, the Tosfos does not seem to assume that way. Okay, v'ayter l'gmar, umar, lulav v'kol makshirim v'dochanas Shabbos. He said, lulav in all the makshirim are dochanas Shabbos, Rebbe Elazar. Minalei l'Rebbe Elazar. Lazar ha? Where does Rabbi Lazar know that Machshiru Luvardoch Shabbos? So Ime Omer v'Shtei Alechem. If he learns it from Omer and Shtei Alechem, Shekin Tzorach Kavoa. No, you can't learn from Omer and Shtei Alechem. Those are karbanos. So how does that tell you about Luluv? It's not a karban. Ella Omer Krav v'Yom. V'Yom Afilu b'Shabbos. The pasuk says when it comes to Luluv, V'Kachtem Lachem b'Yom Harishon Priyei Tzadar, etc. So we see the word b'Yom tells me Afilu b'Shabbos. Ulamai Hilchsa. So Lagabe, what halacha does it say by Yom that Lulav is Docha Shabbos? It can't be taking Lulav on Shabbos. Ilem Lutiltel, Isra Chrala Mishri Tiltel. What, you're going to tell me that normally it's Muktzah? So what, I have a Pasuk that comes to tell me, don't worry about Muktzah? Muktzah is only Drabbanan. I wouldn't need a Pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to do Muktzah. So what's the Pasuk telling me when it says, don't worry about Lulav on Shabbos? The Machshirav must be coming to tell me that the Machshirei Lulav can even be done on Shabbos, and that involves real Malacha. V'Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to say? The Rabbanan hold that Machshirei Lulav are not Docha Shabbos. What are they going to do with the Pasuk Bayom? So, Umibayile Bayom V'lo B'layla. They're going to use Bayom to teach me that Lulav is only taken during the day and not during the night time. V'Rabbi Lazar B'yom V'lo B'layla Minalei. Where does Rabbi Lazar know that Lulav is only taken during the day and not at night time? Nafkali Mivusmachtam T'Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yamim. Yamim V'lo Leilos. Different pasuk by Lulav also says yamim, so yamim v'lo leilos. What do the Rabbanan do with that yamim? For Rabbanan, it's trich. I need the yamim over there as well. Salka daitachad mila, amina. Nelef shivas yam misukam alal and yam vafilu leilos. I might have thought that the shivas yam that it says by Lulav means not daytime, it means calendar days, including nighttime as well. Just like it means by sukkah. We say you're supposed to sit in sukkah, the Torah says you're supposed to sit in sukkah for shivas yamim also. And over there, clearly it means, when it says basukos teishku shivas yamim, it means nighttime as well. So I might have thought that the same is true, afkan yamim vafilu leilos, I would think the same is true by lulav, kamash mulam. That's why I need bayom to tell me that no, lulav is only talking during the daytime, not during the nighttime. So in fact, the Gemara of Lichtol Rachmana Belulav, V'nesu Hanach V'nilfu Minei, why doesn't it just tell me, why doesn't the Torah just tell me Bayom, by Lulav, to tell me that Machshirei Lulav are Docha Shabbos, and I should learn out all the other Machshirim from it? Meaning, if Machshirei Lulav are Docha Shabbos, and it's not Kodshim, then for sure Shtei Alechem and Omer should be Docha Shabbos. Why do I need separate Pesukim by Shtei Alechem and Omer? Mishum Di'ikal Mifrach Malo Lulav Shkein Ton Arba Minim. No, Lulav has something unique and special about it, why we can't learn from other mitzvahs from it, because Lulav requires Arba Minim. Fractosos, Omer and Shtei Alechem also, you bring Kvasim, Yayin Lenisuch, Shemen Lemenachos, also has Dalin Minim. You have the, in addition to the grains, you have the Yayin and the Shtei Alechem and the Keves, so you have all sorts of different Minim that are brought with it. So says Tosos, no, those are different, because in Lulav it's Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. The Dalin Minim, if you have one without the other, you don't get any mitzvahs. If you have only three of the Minim and not the fourth, there's no mitzvah. It's all Ma'akiv each other, as opposed to, by these other Kabbalists, they're not Ma'akiv Ze'ezeh. So that's why the element of Arba Aminim is a unique chumrah by Lulav, and why we can't learn other mitzvahs from Lulav. Sukkah v'kol makshirei doch Shabbos v'rei Blazer. Blazer holds that Sukkah makshirei Sukkah doch Shabbos. Minolei l'rei Blazer ha? Where does he know it from? Imei Omer v'shtei alechem shekein tzorach kavoa. If he knows it from Omer v'shtei alechem, well, that won't work, because those are karbonos. So tzorach kavoa hu. Imei Lulav, he can't learn from Lulav shekein ton Arba Aminim, because Lulav is unique in that it's dalin minim. Ela gomer Shivas Yamim Milulav. But rather, we learn Shivas Yamim from Lulav. Mala Alan Machshir of Dochnas Shabbos, Afkanami Machshir of Dochnas HaShabbos. Just like Lulav Machshir of Dochnas HaShabbos, so too it says Shivas Yamim over here, also the Machshir of Dochnas HaShabbos. So, Frak the Gemara of Lichtov Rachmanu Pesukah Vinesi Hanach Benigmar Minei. Why doesn't the Pasuk only tell it to me by Sukkah, the Machshir of Sukkah of Dochnas HaShabbos, and I'll learn out Lulav and Shtei Lechem and Omer from it? Mishum Dika Lemifrach. What does Sukkah have special? Mala Sukkah Shekeno Hagas Belelus Kabiyamim. Unlike Omer and Shtei Alechem and Lulav, Sukkah is knowing at nighttime also, nighttime and daytime, and therefore we would not be able to learn any other mitzvahs from it. Matzah v'kol machshirei adochenes Shabbos of Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer held that machshirei matzah adoch Shabbos. You could grind the wheat to make the flour and knead it and bake it, whatever you need to do to make matzahs even on Shabbos. So minalei l'Rebbe Lezer ha? Where does Rebbe Lezer learn that? Imi amr v'shtei alechem shekein tzorach kavah. It can't be from Omer and Shtei Alechem because those are karbanos. Imi lulav shekein tohan arba minim. Can't be from lulav because it requires as Dalaminim. Imi Sukkah Shekinu, I guess Belayel could be Yom. It can't be from Sukkah, because Sukkah's no egg, both daytime and nighttime. What about Matzah? Matzah we don't eat during the daytime and nighttime. Yeah, we have an Isra Chametz, daytime and nighttime, but the mitzvah, the Chilas Matzah, is only at night, is only in the night of the Seder. So Ela Gomer Chamishas from Chagas Sukkos. This is Gzereshava Tezvav from Chagas Sukkos. Mala Lan Machshira Dochnas Shabbos. Avkan Machshira Dochnas Shabbos. Just like Machshirei Sukkar Dochnas Shabbos, so too Machshirei Matzar Dochnas Shabbos. So frak the Gemara again. V'lechtam Rachmana b'Matzah v'Nesu Hanach v'Ligmar Minei. Why doesn't it just the Torah just tell me by Matzah that the Machshirei Dochnas Shabbos, and I'll learn everything else out from it? Mishum Dika Lemifrach Mal Matzah Shekin Noheges B'Nashim. Kibbe'anoshim. Matzah has a special element to it, in that a special chumra to it, in that matzah is something that women are also chayiv in. None of the others women are chayiv in. Not sukkah, not lulav. Only matzah women are chayiv in. We learn that out for the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, Darshan, Kol sheyeshno bebal tochel chametz, yeshno bekom echol matzah. That we're makish achilas chametz to the isur of achilas chametz to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Anyone who's not allowed to eat chametz has to eat matzah. Shofar bekol machshir of dochenes Shabbos. And all the machshirei shofar are docha Shabbos Divrei Rabbi Elazar Minale Rabbi Elazar Ha. How does he know that? Imi Omrav Shtei Alechem Shekin Tzorach Kavoy Imi Lulav Shekin Tohan Arba Minam Imi Sukkah Shekin Nohagas Bleilas Kabiyam Imi Matzah Shekin Nohagas Ba'anashim Kaba'anashim. Each of the other mitzvahs have their own chumra. El Amakra Yom Truel Yelechem Ve'yom Afilu B'Shabbos. To tell me that you do shofar even on Shabbos. Ulamai Ilei Mulatkiya Hatan Debei Shmuel Kam Lech Savodu Lasasu Yatzatkiya Shofar Diasapas Shichach Maveinu Malacha. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're to do tkiya on Shabbos because it's not a malacha anyway. Elo lemachshirin. Rather, shofar, we learn that it's when the pasuk is telling me that you could do shofar on Shabbos, it must be telling me that it's the machshirei shofar that one can do on Shabbos. Okay, we have a little more to say about shofar, but I guess we'll pick up with that tomorrow. Agut and chedesh.